I'm kind of wondering if we shouldn't just have a motion to, I assume, Pam, you're interested in staying as first vice president.
Yes.
And I'll be, and David wants to run. I'm going to make a motion that we nominate the
three by acclamation.
And since it's such a poorly attended meeting too anyway, and I think, you know, be here next year, guys, if you want to see some changes.
I have no problem with that. I agree.
Okay.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
Aye. The dog said no.
Yep. Okay. That was Kingston.
Kingston said no. He didn't want me to do the. Okay. Next year, it's the president, secretary, and board member. And I think membership. Did we vote Pat in or did we appoint Pat?
I think
that's membership's appointed.
Appointed. Okay.
There is another group though, and that is alternate delegate for the spring and
fall next year.
Fall of next year.
Okay. So Mary Beth is willing to fit in any one of those spots, either alternate or delegate. And we need one more person who is interested.
Well, unless they nominate someone else.
Yeah, I know. I just said she was interested. She was interested in being it. If she doesn't get in, just fine. She's fine with that. So is there any nominations for? It's a delegate first. Delegate.
Okay, so I'll nominate Mary Beth
second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Give me that, I forgot.
I'm sorry. Is there any other? Oh, I get to play with this mic. Is there any other nominations? Yeah. Do we have to do it three times?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any other nominations?
I want the nominations
to be closed. Okay. That was three.
Yeah.
Okay. So all those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay. So we want to put a person in as alternate delegate. And we need one because we don't need this that happened yesterday to happen again. Because what happened yesterday, Ken had to slide in there as the delegate because both our alternate and delegate weren't here.
Like I'm here anyway.
So we need to make sure that at least the alternate is going to be here, pretty much. So do we have any nominations for, huh?
Yeah.
For the alternate position of delegate. Go ahead. You can nominate whoever.
You nominate yourself.
Wait, are you not a member?
No, she has to be a dude.
Oh, she can't nominate.
Okay. I'll nominate Ken Met. Since you did such a beautiful job for this convention, you may as well get the credit for it.
Okay. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? He accepted.
Well, do you accept?
let me think about it for a while. Yeah.
Are there any other nominations? Okay. Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay. Ken and Mary Beth.
Take
my
very
keyboard
much,
and open a document and type that up for me, please, since you're there.
Open a Word document?
Yeah, open a Word document and type that in there. Thank you. I can actually work Excel better than he can.
I can.
So, if you do that, then we can. We also have we have a resolution that Margie Donovan submitted to the Resolutions Committee, and the I have here if you guys want to hear it. And we need to discuss what we want to do concerning the State Guidance Board. We need to make a decision. I know back two years ago, we actually had almost a 50-50 vote to keep it in or let it go.
Yes.
You remember that, Nellie? Because I remember, yeah. I think it was almost a 50-50 broke even vote, but we really need to make a decision because they do sunset in 2014. Yeah, 2014. So we need to really, are we going to back keeping them or are we going to back letting them sunset? Now, I know there's people who shall remain nameless that want us to back letting them, keeping them. But my concern with the State Guide Dog Board, and Ken and I have been to a few of the meetings, is, and I've asked them, and I've asked all of them, what are you going to do for the consumers? If you're not going, I know you license the schools, you guys regulate the schools, you make sure that the schools are run properly and the way they should be, but what kind of outreach are you willing to do with the consumers? Well, one of the things that Joe Xavier told me, well, we don't know who to contact. I said, Joe, don't even give me that one. There are consumers that all over this state that Antoinette knows, that we all know that you can contact. So what I, and they said, well, we want to start an outreach program. So, and that was back in, when were they at GDA?
I'm typing stuff.
Oh, I think they were at GDA back in maybe June, May or June, and with their meeting. So I don't know. I don't know if I can trust that statement. I mean, they did redo their whole plan and worked everything out, and they are willing to get the consumers more involved, but do we want to, I want to see some results myself. Mm-hmm. Well, I asked them that question before. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know,
I mean, it'd be good to get there was supposed to be somebody here from the board, so.
Did someone come in?
Yes, Frank. Frank and Jeep. So I'm more than willing to take all your ideas and see what you guys think.
What I would like to see, I personally, when I was first starting to get involved on the board of Good Duck, we were looking at ways. I think Nellie was. I don't think you were on the board then, but I think you were around a lot. You were active in a lot of things. We were looking at ways to reform the board and make it more effective. And that's, I would like to see, because I think it's good to have a licensing body for the schools. Because when I look at schools like Pilot Dogs and stuff like that, I think you need it, guys. I really, so I am, I guess I'm one of those evil people who is for the board to a extent. Do I think it needs to be reformed and be more consumer oriented?
Yes.
Do I think there are things that need to be done? Yes. So I would like to move that we keep it. But I would like, as one of our goals this year, maybe have a special meeting, maybe some conference or something, or a conference call. And that's our sole topic. And we get some input from various and sundry experts and come up with a plan of what you would like to see in ways we could make the board more effective.
I actually agree with Lee because we have the way they regulate the California schools, I think is phenomenal, and to keep them under very good. We're talking about the board, State Guide Dog Board.
I was catching up on that.
And the one thing that my only concern is more consumer oriented. Let's get them to be more involved with the consumers, because what they do for the state as far as the schools is concerned is a good thing.
But like, I would like to see them have more regional meetings like they do in various other cities. And I would like to see them do things like they sent out this, help send out this tip sheet on dog attacks. That was a good thing. I would like to see them, like we used to have that thing where we did for the California Restaurant Association. I don't know if it did any good, but we sure got a lot of good food out of it anyway. But anyway, but it was good. But the thing is, I think things like that where we try to reach out to people, let them know about the guide dog laws, that was consumer involvement, and that's one of the things the board could be working on. I'd also like to see one of the positions on it have somebody from UC Davis Veterinary School, because so many issues are coming up with health of dogs. It would be nice to have some knowledge from a veterinary on there. You know, there's a lot of things I personally would like to see that could be reform the board and make it stronger. But I think I think that's what I would like to see rather than close it. Thank you.
We need to get them.
No, we need to get the mic to you.
I'm going to try to drag the mic around.
I was
going
to say we need to get the mic to you so because it's being recorded.
It's being recorded.
I'm sorry. I was going to interrupt it.
No. I'm going to, okay, I'm going to break my neck, but I'm going to bring you the mic. Okay.
If we're recording, that's the only way to get out.
Reach out. I'm right here. Okay. Aisha's bringing the mic to.
This is Nellie. I believe that the comments that Lee made are excellent points, and I think that, some action should be considered on reforming the board in that way. However, it's more complicated than one would think because they are governed, they're active in the business and professions code and the California Code of regulations. So would any of these changes have to involve regulatory or statutory kinds of actions is my question.
Frank, you're here. Can you help with that question? Yeah, because he's here. I heard him come in.
You know, it's something that I would have to research, because of course I was on the board briefly, but I had not really had, when I was on there, I hadn't had enough time to get fully up to speed on it. But I think that that's something that I would need to research, because a lot of people just assume, I don't like the board, let's shut it down, and everything will be happy.
Oh, no.
But the problem is that, of course, you've got, and maybe I'm just repeating what's already been said before I came in, that you've got the whole set of regulations that are in the codes that regulate guide dog schools in California. And depending on how it's written, I don't know that any of those would go away if the board went away. It would just be that somebody else would be regulating it. To the extent that you're mad at the board because you don't like the regulations, shutting down the board won't change that. It'll just mean that that somebody else is being assigned to do it, which means, you know, somebody that's picked through civil service, who may or may not have any connection to the board, and it certainly wouldn't be necessarily the consumers. I think, now I would like it if we could get some of the political hacks off of the board that the governor has put on there over the years. But on the other hand, I think that the fact that the board is there gives us as consumers a chance to have a voice, where I think we're falling down that we don't have a couple of representatives on the board, because there's a room for it. I mean, you know, my seat is open, and I think they also have a couple of additional seats open that we could fill if people could step up. Unfortunately, my situation got to where I couldn't continue on the board, and that hasn't changed. And I think that by putting several consumers on the board, that would be something where we could start influencing the agenda on the board as far as what it does. So I don't think there's an inherent bias on the board for the schools per se. I think it's more a matter of who has stepped up and taken a place on the board that maybe skews the agenda a little bit. I think the board is certainly open to being more consumer focused. It's certainly not anti-consumer. I think the other challenge with the board is that there's a finance issue, is that its budget is basically, you've got a budget that's just enough to pay for 1.5 employees and not much else, and they're good people. But as it is now, since we're limited on the funding, so how much can you do when that's all you pay for? And the challenge is that for the time being, there's nothing we can do about that, because if we try to, you know, years ago, I guess that the legislature, there actually was a general budget item, but that was shifted at some point before I came along to having the schools pay for it. And of course, the schools have their bias that they want to get out from under that bill, so that's why they're against the board. You know, I think the long term, if we want to continue the board, we'd need to see about going back to the legislature someday and getting a different funding stream. Other than, I don't think you'd want to eliminate the schools paying into it, but I think that you want to have additional funds so that the board could do more in terms of consumer advocacy than it can right now with the funds it has.
Okay.
But really, I think, and I wish I was prepared to answer this, really, is in terms of exactly what would happen in terms of, you know, what the exactly what the regulations are on the board right now, what, how much of that is tied to the existence of the board, and how much would still be in place. Because I remember talking to Dan Kaiser once, and he's very much opposed to the board, and his argument was that if we got rid of the board, it would all just go under the Department of Consumer Affairs like other things. But what that means is that to the extent that people are mad at the board because they don't like the regulations, that wouldn't change.
No.
It just means that we'd no longer have a consumer voice on the board because it would just be bureaucrats.
And under consumer affairs, we may not have any... We may not have any...
input.
Any input from our own organization, so...
You need a mic?
Yeah, Madam President?
Yes.
We can't always change the whole world, but sometimes I think we can start with our little corner of it. I got that line from B.J. Honeycutt and MASH once. But I can remember when I was president back in the dark ages, that was part of my what was expected. Either I was to go to board, guide dog board meetings, or I was to send a designee. And you did too when you were president, and I'm glad you guys are going. Yeah, because you.
Yes, we do go.
Yeah. And I think, guys, you know, we can start as a consumer group by doing that, because as long as we're there and we can make sure, and maybe as part of our board meeting, make sure that there's always some things we have to say to them, because there's a lot of just interaction and sharing that can go on at those meetings that I think is essential. And I notice we don't seem to be doing that anymore.
They just had Guide Dog Day in Sacramento in September. Wasn't it September 17th or something like that? And I was so wishing we could go. I so wanted to go because they were having Guide Dog Day and a board meeting. And I so wanted to go, but we just couldn't afford it. So I was trying to think of somebody I knew in the Sacramento area that could have gone. And there's no reason why we can't find, if we can't get to the ones, because we can get to the ones that are closer to us one way or another. But if we can find somebody, if they decide to have it in Sacramento or if they decide to have it in the Bay Area, maybe we can find somebody that can attend the meetings and then bring it back to the membership. You have something?
Also, we're in a situation where we used to be involved in nominating someone as guide dog trainer of the year and stuff like that, and we got away from doing that, and that was honestly strictly GDUC input, and there would always be an award given to that person at the state guide dog day. These are things that we did as an organization. As I said earlier, before a couple of you came in, we used to have 135 members in this organization, and we're down to about 28. And so we need to revitalize our own organization in order to really, I think, have a say-so in how we revitalize the state board and perhaps some of its programs. When we allow Antoinette, who is a very nice person, but when we allow her and the board and stuff to set up the State Guide Dog Day, there's really very little input, with the exception of the three or four guide dog handlers that are on the board. To be honest, I'm not even happy that regulation has the basically the head of Blind Field Services on the state guide dog board, because I can't think
of anyone who's been the program manager or anything that's ever had a guide dog. Nellie, you and I go back far enough to recall when they used to have the superintendent of the California School for the Blind on that stupid thing in Wilcox as an ex-official who knew nothing about guide dogs, and his students weren't going to use guide dogs at that age. And so, and of course, then again, a couple of years ago when they had National Guide Dog Day down here, maybe it was 3 years ago now, and we found out that one of the people they chose for the board was Governor Schwarzenegger's, one of his nannies or something. That was, well, we had that, but Nellie, you also remember, we had somebody, and this is my reason for not liking the board, okay? Because they just pick people. It doesn't matter what they know. We had one lady once on the board who just said, they asked her, well, how come you were so happy to get on the board? And her answer was, I like dogs. That was it. And so I do think through resolution and through other means of legislation, I think we could change some of those areas of the guide dog board and how it's comprised and all that. And I think we first need to start cleaning up our own house here in order to build up our reputation once again, to let them know that they are not going to on our heads. I won't say that word because we're recording. But the point is, this is our responsibility now, and we could take this back. Even if we don't have the majority on the board, there are other ways to deal with the board with our organization. And so we have to start building up our own membership. We have to, you know, on the national level, they work with a school liaison, and so we need to do the same thing here, to work with a school liaison to get back to working with the schools, with our thoughts. We need to look at some of those regulations maybe. Maybe we need to look at some of the training methods and stuff and to have some input, but we can't do that with 28 people.
He's finished preaching. Okay.
I'm just waiting for the mic.
Okay, Frank, okay, hold on a minute. Okay. I need some, okay, I'll do it. Now, hold on, Frank. Can you move, come forward? He's got it. It was Jeep.
No problem. Jeep like and I want to just, I want to tell you what my experience was, you know, while I was the, as the governmental affairs director, was it, and I don't know what your experience has been with the current, what's her title?
executive
officer of the board, but I found her extremely open to consumer involvement. I mean, she was the one who reached out to me when I became the governmental affairs director and connected with me and got me involved in the board. I was the one who had to bang down the door to get in there, and even before I was on the board, they basically treated me, except in the formal vote kind of situation, as a member. You know, I mean, they were very happy to have my input on things.
That's what I found.
And I've seen that on the conference calls, like when other folks from our community, like when Mary Beth has been on there, when Laurie Menta has been on there, that they've been on the conference calls, that they've been very open to hearing our input and including it. So I think that it's a situation where if we're in a position to step up and fill those extra, if we nominate candidates to fill the available positions on the board, because in addition to the one that there's like two or three and there's several, and it's not just one like category, but there's several categories of open seats on there that we could qualify for in different ways. You know, if you look at the different definitions of seats on the board, we could easily have several seats on that board, and even though we wouldn't have a majority,
we'd have some.
We'd obviously carry a ton of weight, because if you've got, you know, 3-4 guide dog users in there speaking, you know, the other people, like the appointees, I think will listen to that. And for example, and I'll tell you one thing about that the woman who was the nanny. I had negative attitudes about that, but as a person, an individual, she actually did care and was serious about the board. And I understand she was frustrated because sometimes the governor wouldn't give her the freedom to, you know, because like he'd expect her to be watching his kids, but, you know, he wouldn't always give her the ability to do as much with the board as she would have liked. But she as an individual actually did, I think, care and did try to be conscientious about it. So, okay. In other words, really it is on this group that if we step up, we can have a huge impact on the board.
The one thing I like to say, I'm probably one of the newest ones in here using a dog. I think it's important that the board stays intact, and I don't like the idea that if it goes away, it would go under consumer affairs, because I don't think we would get anything done at that point. I would like to see us decide to go ahead and work with the board, and let's see what they do. But we need to, and let's see what happens. I would have no problem serving on the board. I just have to figure out what I need to do to apply for it. But what I like to do is one thing else, is I want to see us form a group. We need to work on two things. We need to work on building our membership and building our reputation back to where it was at one point. And the other thing we need to work on is working with the board and getting them to letting them know that we're here and that we can set up a school liaison. We can set up, there was one other person that I was thinking about to go between the schools and the board and or to work with us in the schools and then have somebody who could work with the board and the liaison. Because it's important that, I think the board is important because we don't want any schools coming and sneaking in here talking about their training dogs and then we fall off the corner because the dog didn't train right or things like that. So I think the board is important, but we really do need to make a decision on whether we back it not sunsetting or we back it sunsetting, because number one, CCB is, she driving me crazy about this one, but we do.
Madam President.
Yeah, but Lee was first.
Oh, I didn't hear.
She was first.
I'm typing notes with it.
Okay. I think even with our 28 members, we can still get a liaison. Even with our 28 members, we can sit down and have a little conference about what we could do to reform the board. And even with our 28 members, we could target a couple people to try to get on some of these positions that Frank said. You know, and I think if we start doing some of these things like that and they see we're involved, people will want to join. But the fact is, we haven't really done much of anything of any input for anybody, not just the guide dog board, but with a lot of issues since 2003. And so guess what? Money is tight and people feel that there's a better way they can spend their $20. And so I think we start doing some of these things again. Try to get back into things like choosing the instructor of the year. Get involved with going to the state board, making sure that somebody is at state meetings where we can, and or on conference calls or whatever. And we start getting some of these things, and then we get the membership going. I think we can get our respect back. And I think maybe the two liaison positions would be important, one for the board and one for the schools. That would be one way of getting things.
Okay. You have something, Dave?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sort of getting a call. You want a tissue?
I think we're also in a situation where, I think last time, Frank, when you were facilitator, when we had that meeting with Tony Candela, I think we were sort of negative going into it and maybe a little hostile going into it, some of us. I'm not saying everybody. And I'm thinking what we ought to do for the next convention in the spring is to invite Antoinette and any other members of the state board to the convention, to our GDUC meeting. maybe that would be the program at 10 a.m., and that we discuss with them and that they discuss with us how we can once again work together. Maybe if we go into it inviting them, we sort of get them on our terms a little bit, and we also compromise, so that we can start going back to where we used to be, because then we will have regained some of that respect. I think just to let them know that we're interested in working with them rather than against them. I think just the idea that we want to reinstitute the Guide Dog Trainer of the Year Award, whatever it takes. But I think if we do that, when we put applications in, any of us, to be on that board, they will know who we are. And I'm sure they know us. But if we know about all the things going on between us and our national organization right now, and don't think they don't, there's a lot of stuff out there, I think it's up to us to mend the fences and invite them and be friendly on our territory. And I agree that we need to have representatives at all three guide dog board meetings a year. I know Pam and I could certainly do the two that are at GDA. And I mean, Lee, if you want to go too, of course, I didn't mean it that way. But I'm saying because we're there, and then we could just see who might attend the one up at San Rafael, well, wherever they have it, and the meeting in Sacramento. They may do one in the desert as well, and maybe we could ask Linda Samolsky to attend.
She works for the school.
Well, you know what? I would say... Oh, that's true, Nellie. I forgot you live down that way, so you could. But what I was saying is, when I said I don't know about a conflict of interest, I mean, when you think about it, the GDUI presidents have worked for guide dog schools. We've had Janine and we've had Becky, who were presidents of GDUI and also worked for a school. So. It while it may seem like a conflict, I'm just saying nationally it's been done. I don't know if that's a good practice. I'm just saying it has been done. And we don't have to do that. There are enough people. And Nellie, as you said, if you were willing to do that, that would be great. It's just, you know, one day a year. And anyway, so, and then we could also see what is going on in the way of licensing. I think that's another issue that we need to discuss at some point, because the one area where I have a problem, and I'm probably eventually just going to have to give into it, I didn't like the idea, even though it was in the law, it wasn't practiced for 60 years, that outside California schools couldn't come here to do some maintenance work with their graduates. And I still think that was a terrible ruling. And as I say, after 60 years, what's the old expression about possession is 9 points of the law? But they did go back to it, and I guess some of the schools are getting a few people licensed. And or it may just force a school outside of California to do some cooperative work. Huh? I have her. To do some cooperative work with the other schools outside of California, so our own trainers in California could maybe do 1 or 2 days of follow-up for them. So those are some suggestions I have.
Okay. I think we should, okay, if we can contact, because I know Antoinette would have no problem as long as she's got early enough time to schedule somebody to be here, even herself. She can drive down the street because we'll be at the Arden West. But how many, who came into the room? Okay. I know 3 or 4 people came in because it got awfully. Who? Okay. Hi, Tom. Okay. Hi, Terry. And Janelle.
Hello.
And so we're right now discussing the State Guide Dog Board, and we decided so far, as far as I know, everybody has agreed we're going to invite them to the April board meeting, our business meeting, or the 10 o'clock program. I think the GDUAC 10 o'clock program, we'll discuss back and forth with them what we would like to see the board get more involved in. We've discussed having somebody to attend the board meetings in each area of the state. Like Ken and I can handle the when they're at GDA or CLMAR, Nellie can help us with when they're down at GDD, because they just did have one at GDD recently, actually. And when they have Guide Dog Day in Sacramento, and then when they have one in the Bay Area, we can help make sure that we have somebody representing GDUC at each of these meetings, so that they can make, number one, they can see that GDUC is more involved, and two, that we can bring back to our membership. And the other thing is to make sure, I want to make sure that we as a group start to do the things that we need to do to grow. We need to get more involved with membership, which means we need to, I'm going to be working, like I said earlier, with Donna and the CCB, what is it, CCBL.net? To get our GDUC list back up, and all I need to do is appoint two moderators, and they will help get it back up and running. They will help me get an announce list back up and running, and she's going to have the webmaster help me get the Facebook page up and running. I don't know nothing about Twitter, so that ain't happening, but I do know about Facebook. So, but we need to get ourselves out there again. We're not out there. Yes, Madam Charlene. Yes. I gotta bring you a mic because it's being recorded.
Instead of handing off batons, we now hand off microphones. My suggestion is, since we've mentioned we have people geographically towards each of the schools in California, and we know that at least Sundays are a open day for visitation, it might be an idea to check with the schools and see if we couldn't have a representative from Gaduck visit each class and explain the purpose, you know, what Gaduck is, and, you know, the benefits of joining the group.
And certainly what we spoke about before.
You tell everybody that we're recording,
we don't wait
for the mic.
Well, I thought there were two mics, though. What we spoke about before is the fact that we're going to also try and see about a liaison within GDUC to cover the three schools. So, you know, we'll be able to try and work with them to see if someone from GDUC can't, in fact, attend each of the classes to give a slight talk. Obviously, we only need to really talk with the folks from California, but I would advise that they have all their graduates who wish to attend. It's not me. You can't make it mandatory. Who wish to attend, because they could also be in other regions or go to the national organization.
Nellie, I want to ask you a question. I'm a history buff. Can you do me a favor and write out the history that you were talking about earlier? And we can put that in forward? Because that is very important that people know that GDUI and GDUC just didn't come out of the wind a couple of years ago. That they've been around a long time. And maybe if they realize that, yes, it has been around a long time, that they'll do more to keep it going a long time. Because there is a saying, isn't it? If you don't know your history, you know what I mean. You're doomed to repeat it. And it seems to me that if we did that, it would be very, people could read it. So where the board is concerned, we're just going to table it. You want to table it for now, or what? We want to work on the issues we just discussed.
I think be the board, but I think we want to do these things to reform it. So I think we basically, at least I get the feeling in the room, we want to keep the board, but we want to work with it and get involved and do things to, maybe make it stronger and make the consumer working relationship with it stronger, and to basically keep the board. So I think we can make that decision. At least that's what I gather the crux to the conversation has been. So I don't think we can just table it and not do anything.
Yeah,
we gotta get.
Madam President.
Okay, Vice President.
Well, today you're Madam Acting President. I'd like to make a motion that we do our best to actually give it a positive try to work with the board rather than trying to defeat it or anything, that we work with them to be in a positive state so that we could rebuild a trust factor between both sides, that we could allow for input from both sides, that we could allow for good dialogue from both sides, and that we have a representation at each of the board meetings from GDUC. And that's actually going to be my motion, that we do that, and that we also ask the board, Antoinette, and whoever else she may wish to bring from the board to our next GDUC meeting in Sacramento.
Is there any discussion on this before we vote? Oh, hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Ooh, listen to that. Big eyes. All those opposed? Didn't hear any. Okay, that's a good idea. Thank you very much. Because we have to. We got to build this organization back up. Yes, Frank? Yes, Mike?
Mikey likes it.
This is Frank and Mike in the morning. Somebody will remember that one.
Yes, I do remember.
Yes. I make a motion that this organization, GDUC, endorse the continuation of the Guide Dog Board after at the end of its sunset period, and that we direct and that we submit a resolution to CCB for their to requesting that CCB do the same for the next legislative session.
Okay, thank you. Okay, is there? I got a mic right in front of me. Okay, did Frank put out a motion and Nellie seconded? Is there any discussion on the motion?
I'll just explain why
he's going to
explain. As we put together, that if I remember correctly, this is going to be the year when the issue of the guide dog board sunset will finally come before the legislative committee on sunsets. And so CCB will need to take a position, and they will be looking to GDUC for guidance.
Yeah, for guidance on this one. Okay. So we're going to go ahead and Frank put in the motion. So, and Nellie seconded. And Nellie seconded the motion. So all those in favor, is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, that's what we'll do. Put it in the minutes.
Madam President.
Yes, Mr. Metz.
One more subject. I know because we have to be through by 10 for the program, and you and I have to go somewhere.
Yes, I know.
All right.
Hold on.
Oh. I'm sorry, I thought you were giving me the mic.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to see if we could have a brief discussion on, unless you had something on the agenda, on what we could do to increase membership. If it's there, I read it without even looking at it. But your personal agenda. Okay. But I am curious because there has to be, I think we touch part of it, the outreach. If we can go to some of the classes at the guide dog schools is certainly a beginning. And I want to touch two things and tell you how important this is. They'll tie into one in a way. We've been doing a fundraiser for a few months about selling the travel beds, the guide dog beds, and you're going to say, okay, well, what does that have to do with membership? A gentleman by the name of Mark Hanuhanu, who some of us know, just recently got a new dog. I think he graduated 2 weeks ago. Tomorrow's 2 weeks. And he actually got me three or four people from his class who are interested in buying our dog beds. Now, I don't think he's a member, but he knew about the beds. I talked to him about it, and he got three or four people who wanted them because actually what happened is he was a GDA, and they give you one of the dog beds when you graduate. And so when people saw them, where can you get more? Where can we get more? And I have to be honest, Andy Caruso from Guide Dogs of America told him that GDUC was selling these beds as a fundraiser. And so I know we have two beds being sold, and I believe I may have two or three additional dog beds just from that class. So obviously it's a word of mouth. But why do we have to stop short of just selling somebody something? Why don't we try and get them, if they're at least in California, to be members of GDUC? And so if we can make these presentations at a class and do those things, this is going to be the benefit to us. Some of you who came in late, we were talking earlier, we used to have 135 members in GDUC. We're down to 28. I'd like to see us build back up to that 135. We had the largest affiliate of GDUI in the country. And there's no reason why we can't re-enter that arena and be proud of California once again with all of the guide dog handlers that we have.
I don't know. You go, just go get it because it's your wife.
What I was thinking of proposing was, you know how we have the first-time seminars and everything here? Perhaps at the next convention in April, we could do something similar and just have a GDUC kind of a hospitality kind of thing. Bones for the dogs, food on the floor for the dogs to pick up as, you know, an obstacle course. Okay.
Oh, they'll enjoy that one. We're going to have one of those all the time.
And that is a great idea because I think it's similar to having the first-timers at each convention. And the more word of mouth we get out there about our having a first-timers or something similar at the GDUC, at the convention, the more our membership builds up. And I have to say, Frank Welty, when he was on the president's list and he was doing the governmental affairs, one of the questions that was put out there is, what can we do with CCB to build our memberships in our chapters and affiliates? And one of the things Frank suggested was to have localized picnics. We all thought that was a good idea, but we never followed through on it. But to have, like if we decided in LA to have a small localized picnic and to invite guide dog handlers that we know, and they can put the word out and invite guide dog handlers that they know, and we can recruit. We can sell it. Oh, okay. Oh, and but there's always things that we can do. And I actually always thought that was a great idea to do something like that. And we can do it in each region or whenever, each area, so that we're not overlapping or we're not. Okay, I've lost my train of thought. Now I'm not giving you the mic. Okay.
No, it's important. One of the things that we can also do, you guys, and we really need to do this, I'm planning on being one of the chairs of the Mutt-Strut program for next year in L.A. Charlene's going to be down here in San Diego. Frank, you're doing San Francisco. And Jeff is going to do Sacramento. That's all well and good, you guys. But If we could get our own members involved in Mudstrut, and you know what? When we all go around from chapter to chapter and ask for people to help us on our committee, it's almost like having to pull teeth to get them to do it. And these are severe extractions. I think they're wisdom teeth with no wisdom. We need the GDUC members in those areas to form Mudstrut teams. We need you to get other people you know, not only with pet dogs, that's fine, but I know that each of us knows several guide dog handlers. And believe me, the Mudstrut, we had some issues in L.A. this year. I'm not going to argue or lie about that. Frank, you guys had a very successful program in San Francisco with Mudstrut. They had a good program that was fairly successful in Sacramento. San Diego has not had one until next year. We'll get back on track in L.A. for next year. The point is, this is another area where we can build up membership. And no one said that sighted people can't be members, by the way. So this is where we build up membership. We already have the dogs. We have the folks that are out there walking them. And how many people constantly come after you about petting your dog and this and that? Well, the answer is still no. But at the same time, you still talk and you educate each person that comes up to you. And so this is how you get them to join the Mudstrut. And at the Mudstrut, when you form the teams, there's no reason why you can't talk to them about GDUC. So you've got a live audience. You have a captive audience that is very capable of becoming members here. And, you know, no matter what we say, we need some sighted folks to help us. And I don't think we can ever deny that. A lot of people will and say, oh, we could do it all ourselves. Well, that almost sounds like Jernigan. I mean, greetings, fellow Federation. So I think this is what we need to do for 2013. The date is going to be September 14th, by the way, for the Mudstrut next year. And so we're going to get started on this actually this month, working some details out, getting it approved by the board in December, and we're going to begin working our tails off, sorry, dogs, in January. But the thing is, this is how we can also grow our membership. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll be Madam President for the day. Yes, because I have one thing I would love everybody to do, but okay. Yes, who asked for the mic?
Charlene.
Oh, you get down way down here. You were way over there a minute ago.
To keep you guessing. No, I walked. I may have had to crawl maybe last night, but I didn't have to crawl in either. I was wondering, do we have a pamphlet, brochure, or whatever about Gaduck? And is it in different formats? I know, we used to. But I think it should be in different formats so that when we're giving it out and recruiting, we can hand something to somebody. Because the saying is that people remember 25% of what they hear. And if they go later and go, oh, how do I get a hold of that organization about the dogs? They'll have something to look at and find out how to get a hold of us.
Good idea.
Write it, but yes.
Yeah, okay. So,
I thought that Pat.
Microphone.
Yes.
Oh, bossy.
Microphone.
Here's my name.
Okay. I thought there are some long, skinny pamphlets that are at our table. I thought Pat LaFrance had worked on a new membership pamphlet that our board had worked on. Whatever happened with that? Did it kind of fall by side?
They were produced, yes.
And so
yeah.
We need to just get
some,
and
we
fix
just
it up and
get some
and,
more and
in
get them out
formats.
Match, yes. Okay. I have one thing, you guys. This is a fun thing. Lee and I, okay, so we have a lot of work to do here in GDUC to get ourselves back where we used to be, or where we need to be, not even used to be, back where we need to be in the 21st century. We need to get ourselves back in motion, get our organization built and our membership back where it was, our reputation back to where it was, and Nellie's history would be great, because I loved, actually, was like, really? Really? also, I want each and every one of you, and I'm going to give you my email address, to send me a blurb of what your dog actually is thinking when they're laying on that floor under that table. I want a blurb from everybody, and I want you to tell everybody that you know who are guide dog handlers and what your dog is actually thinking when they're under that table, whether it's at the banquet, whether it's at when you're in a restaurant, wherever you're at. What do you think your dog is actually thinking? I can tell you what Kari's thinking. Kari's like, okay, can we go now? Can we play? Uh-oh, people. Mm-hmm. Kingston is more like, oh, whatever, I'm asleep, okay? Wake me up when it's time to go. So we all know our dogs so well. Why can't I would love each and every one of so we can put it we can make forward instead of making it bloom and gloom. We can do a fun one for December, and each of us send something to me, and then I'll get it to Lee about our own dogs. We all know our own dogs, and we all know our own personality of our own dogs. And I think it would be so cute if each of us just sent me something, and I'll give all of you my email address. Send it to me, and I will get it to Lee, because it would be funny if we actually put a mic under the table and let them talk, wouldn't it? See what they came up with. But how do you guys feel about that? It's something different, and it's something fun. Yeah, we don't want it all gloom and doom all the time. But I'll give you my email address, and if you guys would send it to me, then I would we'll get it to Lee, and she can put it in a special forward for December. And we can make that our project for December.
Should I vote on it? No.
Okay. Does anybody before we do? I don't know. I think I'll put that on hold. The resolution from Margie.
The resolution you'll hear, I think.
It will be on. I think they'll hear it on today.
Tomorrow.
From Margie, she wrote a resolution about what we were discussing a little while ago. The board. So, but the other thing is there any new business or any old business first? Is there any old business anybody in the room would like? Okay, first off, I got to tell the people that came into the room, we did hold the elections, and as it stands now, I'm still going to be vice president. David Jackson is staying in his position, and Lee Morton is going to stay in as treasurer. David is a board member. And in next year, it will be president, secretary, and another board position.
And then Mary Beth will be delegate.
Delegate.
And two CCB conventions, and I'll be alternate.
And Kenneth will be alternate. Because I don't want what happened yesterday at credentials to happen again. Yesterday at credentials, none of the people that were delegate and alternates were at the convention. And I was I'm delegate of our chapter, so I had to ask Ken to cover GDUC as delegate. So is there any old business? Oh, did I do old business?
Yeah, fine, you asked.
Okay. Isn't everybody talking once? Is there any new business? Okay, who came in? Oh. Okay, welcome. Okay, what program?
10:00.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Ken and I have to scoot out of here, but Lee is going to be discussing advocacy that they have done here down in San Diego and how unique it is, a little different from different areas. So that's going to be the 10 o'clock program. At noon, I'll be back to officiate lunch. We actually have someone who worked for GDA. Her name is, I said used to work for GDA. Her name is Debbie Sands. She is trying to start a business or going to start a business on educating businesses and different locations on the rights and of guide dog teams. So she wants to speak to you guys for about 10 minutes and get your input on what you think she should do. And we're going to have the school updates. And don't worry about it. We'll get her. Mm-hmm. And also we'll do school updates and we'll do, I think that's it. But those are the things that basic things we're going to cover at the luncheon. And so I want, one thing I want to stress is what's going on in the mother organization. We need to get past that and work on what's going to get GDUC back where it needs to be. And right now, to all of us in this room, GDUC should be the most important focus. The mother organization will fix itself one way or another, but GDUC,
Or
it'll go down, but the most important thing to us should be GDUC.
It'll fix. We're going to make it the father organization.
So...
So, I'm not going there.
But this has been fun because it gives me a chance to see where we're all coming from. I think GDUC, to me personally, I've only been using a guide dog for 9 years. It's very important to keep it going and build it because there is so much, even now with all the work that GDUC and Nellie and Ken and have everybody has done, there's still issues that come up. And there's still a lot of work that needs to be done and to keep the laws that are there in there. That are there, already there, there. Okay, that was a lot of theirs, but there. You guys know what I meant. So here, okay, do I need to adjourn? We need to adjourn, right?
Yeah.
Peter.
Hey, Peter.
Uh-oh, Peter. Oh, okay.
What's your announcement?
Is it Guido or is it Peter?
Guido.
It's Guido.
You need a mic.
It's Guido.
We're recording. Okay.
Basically, we still have lunch tickets, but before then, I'd really like to encourage everyone to please check out the exhibit room. We've got some fantastic vendors, and it's really kind of slow down there, and I want them to feel that they're appreciated. So please swing by and check out the vendors. And that's in the Rancho Santa Fe room on the lower level.
What time is the discussion this afternoon on the constitutional amendment?
3 o'clock.
3?
Yeah. Later, because
I don't want to miss the other.
Because I don't. I mean, sometimes if exhibitors don't have a lot of business late in the day,
well,
a lot of times if it's not busy for them, they take off.
Yeah, you're right.
So if you guys can do it before lunch, that'd be great.
All right, thank you.
Also, Peter forgot to announce it. There are still sweepstake tickets left, and if anybody who's just joined today did not know about it, there's even more prizes than there was before. There is a iPad, which is first. There's a $500 gift card for Lane Bryant and some other, and Catherine's. There is a $200, which is new, Target card. Yeah, there's the $100 Walmart one, which was on there before, and a $100 cash that is new. That was donated by one of the members of CCB. So the state needs money. You need an iPad. And we all benefit.
And you don't have to be at the banquet to win.
Yeah. Tickets are $5 each. You do not have to be present to win.
But it's better if you're there because that also helps CCB meet its food obligations.
Yes. We are having a problem. Whoops. Your dog is way out. No, but they are at the registration desk right outside the door.
Okay, one other thing. We have dues are $20 for GDUC, and you are in, when you pay your $20 dues, you're in GDUC, GDUI, ACB, and CCB. So all four covered when you pay that $20 dues. And if you can stop by the table downstairs and look at the beds, maybe pedal off by a bed too, that would be nice. But if you can pay your dues, we appreciate it. So I'm calling for an adjournment. Okay, I need somebody to give me one first before I. Thank you very much. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? I didn't think there was anybody. Okay, thank you guys. We had a very.
Lee
is the treasurer, so talk to Lee. Thank you guys for coming. We really appreciate the input. Thank you.